Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast from Universal Utterings. We're back down in Central Florida expecting a Hurricane Ian this morning. And we're up early at a little after 5, recording Universal Utterings as our daily practice, prayer and proclamation of living God first. Amen. Today our practice begins in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 9. We're in verses 30 through 32. They left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but Jesus did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, he will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. We learn that even the faith of his disciples was shaken. Our first pope denied Jesus 3 times when men took him before the Jews. Jesus wanted to prepare them for what their faith was having trouble reconciling. Just like our faith can be thwarted by leaving hope out of your daily practice where faith seems lacking. To practice the Word of God, one must embrace daily the learning of why God sent His only Son to the world He created to show His love for the humanity He produced. God wants us to have a relationship with Him, learning to honor Him in all things by being thankful and offering the first fruits of your existence to His kingdom. This can be done in many ways, and obviously the 10% rule is a good starting point, but truly giving to God will become much more than that. As you begin to give when it hurts, the balance of savings we seem to flirt curt. You see, I believe that God will and can take care of every situation, and no matter what I believe, I give or pay to help others is only the charity God supports as His absolute will. That's God's will. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. We pray for the state of Florida today that Hurricane Ian will be a less impact than what is predicted. The winds will calm and the seas won't rise quite as bad. And the rain will be a fruitful desire for our agriculture across the state. Our orange trees and our citrus of every type. We ask that You bless the farmers today, Lord, with this hurricane by simply giving them a good rain and cause the problems of the hurricane to diminish. We pray for my wife, Tony, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our 2 oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. Continue to pray for our niece Brittany, who's dealing with brain cancer, stage 4. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 9 today with verses 30 through 32. 2 stanzas of poem on this hurricane day. It's titled, Why Without Faith, It's Hard to Understand. Galilee journey Jesus and disciples began. wishing to remain inconspicuous as a part of their plan. Disciples his he was teaching, making him their biggest fan. Men will take man's son, which for you will be hard to understand. Me, the Christ, they will kill. Day three, I will rise and become a demand. Him question, not afraid of being grilled. Why without faith? It's hard to understand. Amen? Without faith, you don't understand. You'll hear the parables, and they'll just be jumbled words. You'll read his divine scripture and understand not a thing. Because with faith is the only way to see the other side of truth and reality of Christ in all things. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. On this day of hurricanes across our state, we receive them often. That's what they state. But we need to understand it is the joy of Jesus and his faith that keeps us strong with us to relate. Amen. Well, thank heavens for 7-Eleven as we close today at 7-Eleven. And shout out to our good friends John and Marie. God bless you too. Have a good day in the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have faith and all things will come to you who believes. Jesus is your Messiah. We close in his name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.